put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy.com. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199MYLF, that's 199MILF, at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hello, everybody. I'm Sophie Venable, and welcome to Milk. Make your life fabulous. We like to talk about anything here, from parenting and money issues to sex and dating. We make self-help fun.
We do.
Fun for us, at least.
Well, you do.
I do hope that listening will not only entertain you, but maybe help you a little bit along the way. I'm a psychologist, life coach, and mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Available on Amazon, by the way.
Get it. Get a copy.
Get it now. I am passionate about helping people live authentic, joyful lives. So if you ever want to write to me and ask an advice question, you can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable, or you can email me at makeyourlifefabulous@gmail.com. I would be more than happy to answer your questions. So hit me up for some free advice.
Do it.
Todd's here, if you didn't notice.
I'm here chiming in. Thank you very much for having me.
It's nice to get applause just for being here.
Yeah, it sure is. It's nice to get applause anytime.
Anytime.
Yes.
Do you know what I did this weekend?
What did you do this weekend?
No, you actually don't know because we haven't talked
in
a
while. How would I know?
You wouldn't know. I went to Magic Mountain.
You went to Magic Mountain?
I did.
Oh, I think I saw something about that on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I wanted my fast pass to work in the bathroom lines.
Yeah, that was a good bit. That's a good bit.
I'm like, damn it. Why can't I check in?
Yeah.
I need to check in.
How long were the lines? It's a weekend. Well, it's always bad on the weekend.
There's like 15. There's always 15 women ahead of you, you know, like always.
Oh, online for the bathroom.
On the line just for the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really tell you much about the rides because I did none.
You didn't go on any?
I did exactly none, except the merry-go-round.
Would you just drink ices all day?
No, because I can't, like, drink sugar all day. So I pretty much drank bottled water all day and ate shitty food, like onion rings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, deep-fried magic.
Oh, they were so good.
Corn dogs. They have corn dogs?
Yeah, I didn't have the corn dogs, but you know, I had onion rings and I had french fries and some other thing. What did I have? Oh, I tried to have some sort of veggie burger thing.
How'd that work?
Not so much.
Yeah. Magic Mountain is not known for its food.
No, it's not a place to go. And what was amazing to me, because I knew I wasn't going to be up for the rides because they hurt. I'm sorry, but they just do.
Yeah.
They hurt. And I do like Batman, but essentially I was a roadie because I'm there with my daughter and her best friend. That's it.
Batman's the one that has loops and you sit on it and
your feet dangle. Yeah, I love that. I've been on that like 80 times in a row. And I used to love roller coasters and stuff.
Sure.
But like, I don't know. I can't even go on a swing now without getting a little nauseous.
The super loopy ones I can't deal with anymore. I can deal with one that's got like maybe one loop. If I'm more into the ones that are really high and drop.
See, you like the drops.
I like the loops more.
I was looking at Scream and I'm like, oh, I might be able to handle that because it's got like 9 loops like sideways, you know, like just the kind of like spinny fun thing, but not, but the drops. Oh, man.
Yeah, I like the drops.
They make me cry. They literally make me cry. I did. I told you I did the 80-foot, 1,000-foot story, whatever fucking water slide. And I literally was almost crying at the bottom. I was like, I don't want to feel that ever again. Well, I mean, besides the massive wedgie and the enema that I didn't ask for.
That's one of the first things. That was going to Magic Mountain the last time, and it's been a long time since I've been there. But the last time I was there, there was nobody there, but it was really hot. Oh. And so there were no lines.
Oh,
and I went on
nice.
Like 3 or 4 of those loop coasters like in a row. Within like 45 minutes, I'm on all these rides. And after 45 minutes, I was like, I have to stop.
I'm never going to do this again.
I'm going to barf. I have gotten officially too old to do this.
Yeah. I just don't like that they kind of like slam your head around. I was looking at the Green Lantern one and it just looks awful. That looks like a chiropractic appointment waiting to happen. It's just so brutal. You're just like flipped. You're like and it's not even super fast. It's just this weird like, we're going to contort you into like this way and that way.
Those are the ones I don't like. I still will ride that Superman thing though. Because that's just really fast.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I haven't done that one. That's probably the one my kid would do. My kid's only, she just turned 11, and she wanted to do everything. She wanted to do X2. She wanted to do, like, whatever, Fast and Furious. I don't know what the hell the thing's called. Like, super fast. Whatever.
Super fast. The show.
The show. what the heck? I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, but her friend wasn't really up for all of that, and, right. and in fact kind of like panicked at the top of the line a couple times, so Natalie went by herself, you know.
Oh yeah, that happens.
Which I'm like, you did that by yourself? Okay.
I think when you take other like your kids' friends with you to an amusement park, because I had my son's best friend basically ruined Disneyland for us the last time we went. You have to be upfront with their parents and say, look, does your kid like these things?
Right.
Because if you want to pawn your kid off on me for a day, let's do it when it's not costing me hundreds upon hundreds of dollars. Will your kid freak out on these rides? This kid didn't like...
Is there
going to
be tears?
He was terrified of Peter Pan the ride.
Oh, no.
Like, never mind anything more intense than that.
Oh, no.
So the whole day was one of the parents hanging back with the kid who was too terrified to do anything, and the other one going on the rides with our son. It ruins the day.
No, that's an expensive...
it sounds like the same thing happened to you. Magic Mountain's a little bit different because that's more intense with the rides.
Yeah, and you kind of know, like, what you're headed into. And she knew that it was her best friend's first time. And what I had done was, because the way they do the tickets online, it was not much more to get a season pass. Mm-hmm. So I just bought both of them season passes because, you know, what if they get sick or whatever and the day is ruined and then you can't get refunds and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I just went ahead and got the season pass so that if this day fell apart, we could, you know, go again. It wasn't a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of reminded Natalie a couple times and she was cool. She was just, they were having a good time, you know, running around and kind of feeling independent because I would just sort of meet them, you know, different areas and stuff.
Yeah.
I was trudging along. So they had a good day, but, she waited in line with her once and chickened out. And then I really only waited around with her another time, you know, while Natalie went on Scream, and that wasn't so bad. But I mean, my dad used to do this for me. He used to take me to amusement parks with my best friend, you know, and just fucking wait around all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally had broken his back a couple times. So there was no way he was going on anything.
Oh yeah. You can't
And this is prior to cell phones or like having a sports bar at Magic Mountain, anything like that. What did he do all day, that
sweet
man?
Do they have a sports bar at Magic Mountain?
They do now. It's named after that ride that I can't remember right now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's like... I think...
The Scream
darn it.
Sports bar?
No. Full Throttle. Full Throttle.
Full Throttle.
Yes, Full Throttle. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, do they still have that ride, the Flashback, there?
I don't think so.
It was like this little like roller coaster, and it was one of those that didn't go fast. It didn't have loops. It just basically went in circles, but it jerked you around so hard.
Oh yeah, I remember that
like
one.
We all got off the thing with like we all had whiplash.
I remember getting off. I think it was Viper, and I was like 25 or something when I did this, and I get off and I'm just going, oh my God, that hurts so bad. and these like 13-year-old girls like start walking up behind me and they're going, ow, my God, that hurts so bad. I looked around. I'm like, thank God.
I was like,
thank God you're in. I mean, no offense, but thank God you're hurting right now because I was feeling really old really fast. You know, it's the kind of thing where like you don't want to wear earrings because it'll fucking like make holes in your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just terrible, terrible, yeah. Torturous
you
ride.
You should go there with padding.
But it was a good day. I just felt really, I was like really grateful to my dad who had like sat around forever while my friends and I, you know, went, you know,
fun.
Before we were quite old enough to just be left there, you know, and come back to us later. But it was, I mean, it was fun. But they should have like a chaperone pass or something where you have a wristband where if you don't want to go on any rides, maybe you get like a little discount.
Oh, that's actually, that's a good idea.
Or even like charge me the normal price, but give me like $10 towards food or something.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything. I mean, I know they're struggling to stay in business, but I was like, yeah. I just really need it. Or a nap room.
Good.
A nap room would have been nice.
Yeah, a nap room. Massage, like a free massage.
I think there actually was
a massage thing.
Shut up.
You know, like, yeah, yeah. I think there was like a chair massage.
Oh, one of those
place
where people
were
just hanging out.
Not like a spa.
Like
not
a spa. Like a Magic Mountain spa.
I'm gonna get a cucumber wrap. Magic Mountain. Hey kids, how was the ride?
That seems like a good sound business idea.
Idea, I think so. I told you my sister went to an airport where they had sleeping rooms that you could pay for. Did I tell you that?
I don't think so.
This is like the best idea on the planet.
When
she
you're
was
on
there,
a long layover,
yeah,
you can go
was,
take naps.
She was going on a dive trip, you know, and she paid. It was kind of expensive, but she said it was so worth it. The room was like comfy and dark and quiet, and she like slept for 2 hours. It cost her like $50, but she's like, it was the best money I could have spent.
Wow.
Because you can't get comfortable in an airport. And it was like 3 a.m. So she really needed to lay down, and it was like, oh, there's sleeping rooms. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So anyway, so good tip. Try to find those in the airport.
Yeah, I will look for nap rooms at the airport.
Yes, we'll give away tips. Well, you should have a new segment on the show called Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
We'll give out life tips. So technically, today is kind of a parenting show because the other thing that happened for my daughter's 11th birthday is that I was forced to be the killer of dreams this weekend.
Oh God!
It was so rough. My daughter, you know, nobody ever told me that Santa wasn't real. Nobody ever went through this conversation with me. Nobody sat me down and said, "Just
wait
so
a sec.
You know,
what are you saying?"
Stop it, Phoebe.
What are you saying? I don't know what you mean. Santa's not real. What are we saying?
Well, this is, you know, I'll put a disclaimer on the show that, you know, pretty much in general, ever don't let your kids listen to this show.
I don't know why. Yeah, you shouldn't let your kids
but anyhow,
listen to this stuff.
No, it's the fucking elf that is the problem. The elf has ruined Christmas. It's like, well, you know the elf thing that you have to hide and then you have to move it and blah, blah, blah. Kids kind of, they catch on to that kind of quickly.
Oh, the elf on the shelf
thing? The elf on the shelf thing that's become so. And now they are like, oh, elf on the shelf can show up for your birthday. I'm like,
elf on the shelf shows up all the time?
Like, there's like a whole thing now. Like it's really upsetting.
That's not cool.
You know, the elf's got different outfits. You can have a girl elf, a boy elf. It's so not cool. They have so mass marketed this thing that now we've got this elf that once you start, you know, the kids kind of catch on or you forget to move the damn thing or they're like, how does he go back to the North Pole? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, Mom, is the elf real? And as a matter of fact, is Santa real? And you're like, no, I don't want to have this conversation. And the only reason it's coming up is because of the damn elf.
The answer I have always given to any child who asks me those questions is
Santa is real.
Yeah, but if they get that aggressive with their questions,
well,
what I say
what
is,
to me.
What do you think?
Yeah, genius. I tried that like 800 times until my daughter.
Didn't work?
But here's the funny thing. Okay, so Julia, bless her heart. She's 14. She's going to be 15. She's never pushed the issue. She's just like, yeah, whatever. I believe in Santa. Like, I'm writing a list for Santa. I'm no dummy. Like, I'm into it, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I love Santa. I'm totally into Santa, right? I totally believe in Santa. So, of course I believe in Santa. I am Santa. So, my little one, she's really into justice and truth and, you know, like she doesn't want to be duped. You know, she's really.
She's like a lawyer in a John Grisham movie.
She's really. Yeah. So here we are. We're sitting around. It's Friday night. It's her birthday. And I'm thinking and she's like, hey, Mom, I asked the elf to show up on my birthday. And I'm like.
I'm glad she told you.
So she's like, where's the elf? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he didn't get the message. I'm like, I got some email about that thing with the elves and the birthdays, and I did delete it. So I don't know. Maybe they thought our household wasn't into it or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. She's like, Mom. So then she starts pressing. And she starts to like almost cry. Like, Mom, you have to tell me. Don't lie to me. You have to be honest with me, right? 11-year-old girls can be a little bit dramatic.
Okay,
so there was like, I finally, and Julia's like, come on, like, don't push it. Like, it's okay. Like, it, you know, it just, if you want to believe it, believe it. You know, she's just like trying to like, you know.
Yeah.
So I finally had to say it, you know.
Yeah.
And she was crushed. Like, it was, right. I mean, she kind of knew it. She's 11, you know, she kind of knew it.
Sure.
But it was this whole, like, wait a minute, you've been lying to me. Like, that's immediately where she went.
Oh,
like,
boy.
You've been lying to me.
Sure.
And just really, really upset. Like, after school special upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, don't touch me. I mean, it was tragic. I mean, I almost started to get mad at her. Like, dude, you need to calm down. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, you know, because I'm really trying to, like, I'm realizing this is a, you know, this is like a childhood transition.
Sure.
Here, you know, I'm trying to watch my own reactivity, you know? So, and my other daughter is just, she's just quiet. She's going, oh, shit. Like, it's okay. So anyway, she had to run up to her room, you know, and I said, look, when you're ready, come down. We'll talk about it, you know. So then she's got questions, you know, and I got to answer all these questions. And she's like, what about the elf and you know, and then about the Easter bunny and then the tooth fairy. And like all of it is just like, why? I don't understand why parents lie to their kids. Like, she's just really stuck on this. So eventually the conversation came around to, I said, think about your little cousin. Thank God my brother had a kid. And how you want her to believe in Santa, right? Because that's like fun. That's the magic, yeah. Right? And then she kind of started to get really excited about it. And I finally just said, look, you're part of Santa now. Like, you're part of it. Like, and
good call.
Yeah. And so she got excited about it. And then my other daughter wanted to hear all about the stuff. Cause I go all out, man.
Sure.
I mean, it's special labels, special wrapping paper, special ribbon. All that shit gets shredded.
Oh, yeah,
like, it disappears.
Yeah,
there's no evidence. I mean, it's like, when I did the tooth fairy thing, tooth fairy stresses me out. I'm doing like the Navy SEAL crawl across the floor because I'm afraid the wood's going to creak.
I have never tried that hard with the tooth fairy.
Oh, no. I never want to go. And before the presents get delivered under the tree, like, I haven't breathed for probably like 10 minutes, you know, and then like I'm in my room and the lights are out and everything's good. And I'm like, you know, like, I can finally.
It sounds like
breathe.
Santa causes you way too much stress.
I know. I'm kind of. You know, they're teasing me because now they're like, oh, I'm totally going to catch you. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, you're not.
No, you're like a ninja.
I'm like, now you're going to go to bed when I tell you to go to bed so that I can get some sleep. You know, because I'm literally like, they're like, well, what if you overslept? Like, what if you didn't get the presents out? You know, and I'm like, oh, I set an alarm. I set two alarms. Like, this is no joke. Like, this is, you know, I've got like the Santa factory in the garage and I got everything going. And then I have to like creak the door open and deliver. You know, it's a thing. It's a whole thing. I'm very
stealth
about the whole thing.
So you wake up like really early and do it.
No. I actually lay there and I go to bed, turn out my lights, make sure like everybody's going to bed. Mm-hmm. And I wait kind of like a long time, like an hour and a half to make sure they're really asleep.
Oh, I just stay up late. And watch Christmas horror movies.
No, like, I can't do that because they'll think like, Mom, get to go to bed or Santa won't come.
Oh, they think if you don't go to bed. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh, he'll show up. Don't worry about it. I'm staying up late. You need to go to sleep though, or he won't show up.
Oh, must be nice. Wait till he starts questioning you. Wait till he starts really.
That's all he does.
Yeah,
he's 8 years old. That's all he does is question me.
About everything. Yeah. So they wanted to hear all the stories, you know, about how like Jim and I will like, you know, like meet in a parking lot and trade, you know, put the gifts in one car and like, you know, hide them here. And like, they wanted to hear everything. And eventually they really appreciated all the effort that we go through to make sure that they have a badass Christmas. And the other thing that was really cool is I finally get some credit for some really bitchin' gifts.
Oh, nice.
Because Santa has been getting all the credit.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, I got you socks. Santa got you some beats.
Yeah.
I suck. Santa rocks.
Right.
Pretty much.
But now they know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So.
That's one of my childhood memories, actually, is because, you know, I grew up in the olden times.
In the olden times, yes.
Before the cell phones. and all we had was those landline things, you know, just the landlines.
Mm-hmm. And the rotary little.
Yeah. Rotary landlines. Yeah. Yeah. And if you screwed up one number, you'd be like, God damn it, I got to start again. So
yeah, when somebody had a lot of nines and zeros in your number, you're like,
yeah. And it, like, rich people, they'd have like two lines, one for the kids and one for the, but the not rich people just had the one line. And there are all these phones in the house. Everybody had their own phone.
Right.
So sometimes you'd pick up the phone and someone would already be on the line.
Sure.
And if they didn't hear you, you could eavesdrop. Mm. See?
Hmm. So, rotten kid.
Yeah. One rotten time kid. I picked up the phone just in time to hear my aunt saying to my dad, so does Todd
when
know?
When are we getting together? Sorry.
No. Wasn't. Well, why would you go there with it? Why would you go there with it?
I'm sorry.
So gross. What is wrong with you? Why would you leap to incest? Jesus.
Oh, his sister. I thought you meant like, I don't know. I just, I was no, saying, no.
No, you thought my mom's
your
sister.
Mom's sister. I
so
was
it wasn't
sorry,
as bad
sorry.
As
no,
incest.
No.
It wasn't
no.
quite that
no.
awful.
It was awful,
right.
but it wasn't that awful.
It was really
awful.
Bad. It was
sorry.
Bad.
Sorry.
But not that
I'm
awful.
So sorry.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
I take it back.
And
rewind.
I apologize for leaping
reverse?
Right to incest.
yeah. You went right there. Well,
I'm worse
because you knew which aunt it was, and I didn't, so that's why you went there. I'm totally, you're off the hook for that. It was all me. Okay.
But I picked up the phone just in time to hear her ask, does Todd know about Santa yet?
And you're like, what about him? Is he sick?
Well, I didn't say anything. I was like, you know, it was like, oh, what? And my dad was like, what about Santa? Because, and to this day, I'm a 42-year-old man. To this day, my father will not admit to me that there's no Santa Claus for the very reason that you explained to your daughters why you should keep saying you believe in Santa to keep the
you
to keep,
keep
the
it
story,
going.
To keep the magic alive.
I mean, think about it. It's a pretty big story that we've all kind of agreed upon. It's kind of amazing. I mean, there are a couple adult TV shows that have given it away here and there in the dialogue, but they almost always add that there's one person who still believes, like they cast a little doubt. But I mean, think of all the Christmas movies, all the everything that's ever been made. Nobody has chosen to make a movie that completely ruins it for everybody.
No, that's very true.
I mean, that's big, like that's a lot of agreement.
There is a lot of agreement. Sometimes in movies like Rare Exports, Santa's terrifying. But, he's a real thing.
But he's still Santa. He just might need his antidepressants.
Stay away from him.
Just pretty much if you see the sleigh, run.
Run. Yeah. But he's real is the point. Right. But I always loved that my dad had that attitude and keeps it to this day because he loves that. He loves that magic thing. And like, this is not a religious guy. And I lost my religion, by the time I was in college. But I still am into the Santa thing. I just like that magic thing. And I like that bright look in a kid's eyes. And, yeah, there's that talk you obviously have to have where maybe they feel like they've been lied to. But I think that there is. And some people will argue that. You're setting up your kids for, huge disappointments and not dealing with the reality of the world and all that crap. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with fantasy because Santa started before we had movies and shit like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It was like part of the magical storytelling. Yeah. Storytelling is the oldest art form there is. And that's part of it.
I say keep it alive.
It's a tradition.
I say keep it alive.
And, my kids... 5 years ago, we're in a school district where Natalie was actually the only one in her class that celebrated Christmas. Mm. And then we moved to Westlake where everybody celebrates Christmas. And then they've got the one or two friends who are, Hindu or Jewish.
Sure.
And, they're doomed, of course, according to the neighbors.
Right.
I make sure my kids know that they're not doomed.
Right. They're not actually doomed.
They're not doomed. They're totally fine. Yeah. And so that was an interesting time when, Natalie was in kindergarten and it was like she was the only one that believed in Santa Claus. But even then, most of the parents would pretty much tell their kids, like, it's not your job. To say that Santa's not real.
Right.
Hey, keep it cool, So I think it's kind of an amazing thing. And I had to kind of say, like, hey, this is not about our relationship and whether or not you can trust me. Okay.
Right.
This is about tradition and keeping a story alive and creating magic. And I think you'll find when I tell you about how it works, you'll feel the love, basically.
Yeah, and like, that's what it's based in, really, is love.
It is. It's like really fun and exciting. Because, I mean, at first she's like, there's no way I'm doing that to my kids. I'm like,
sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, but then you'll have kids, and you'll be like, holy shit, I totally want to do this to my kids.
You'll be like, I mean, what if you do? You're like, you're not going to do this to the fairy or either, or, you know, the Easter Bunny. I was sort of like the Easter Bunny, I could never really believe that they bought it. You know, the Easter Bunny is just a weird thing.
I was never into the Easter Bunny as a kid. I mean, I didn't mind collecting candy and shit like that and eating chocolate, but I was always like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, like, where is this bunny? Like, because it was all related to Jesus and the resurrection and all that. And then there's a bunny.
And there's a bunny
who hides eggs, and it never made it. And now I understand the history of it, and that different stories were used by other religions to.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like there's like a god of Easter from like, what's it called?
Hindu?
The pagans, I think, had like a, it's spelled with an O-O-E-S-T-E-R.
Yes.
And she was the goddess of spring, and it was the rite of spring. It was, you know, welcoming the spring. That was the thing. And then there was a bunny who would hide eggs. And that's how you welcome the spring. And then, you know, when Christianity was sort of taking over the world, they said, okay, you can keep that. That's fun. So
makes the kids happy. Gets them to Sunday school.
When you're brought up going, yeah, exactly. When you're brought up going, okay, so this is about the resurrection of a guy who was just crucified and there's a bunny? What's happening?
I've always found it a bit confusing myself.
Never made any sense.
Yeah, it didn't really like compute.
Yeah, it could have been anything. It could have been a ferret, you know. Hiding, I don't know, cigarettes or something. I don't know. Could have been anything.
Now there's a tradition.
Yeah.
Well, no. Cigarette hiding ferret.
Yeah. That's good times.
Yeah. We got to get somebody to draw that.
That's how you celebrate Flag Day.
And then which animal hides the weed?
Oh. I don't know. I want to meet that animal. Probably like a duck-billed platypus, right?
That would be appropriate.
That's a high animal. Yeah. That's something you might.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Well, I stand by my choice to hold the line. And actually, it was kind of cute because by the end of the night, and this took hours. I got to tell you, this conversation went on for hours. They were like, okay, so I said, all right, you're going to like take this little pill and it's going to make you forget this whole conversation.
Right. It's like Men in Black with that pen. Here, look into the...
look into the... And so the next morning, I said to Natalie, so how you feeling about your childhood? She's like, all right. And she says to Julia, my older one, she's like, Julia, how are you feeling about your childhood? And Julia goes, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, nice.
So, she's definitely on the path of, no, I'm going to believe. I'm writing a letter to Santa, you know.
Well, I remember, too, when I confronted my dad about it, he sort of had that same attitude. He said, look, you can, if you want, don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. And then you can ruin it for your brother and sister if that's what you want to do. It's your right.
If you want to be an asshole.
Or you can
pretty much what he was saying.
Have fun because it's fun.
Right.
And why wouldn't you want to have fun? This is fun. It's not, you know, there's that whole kind of thing about truth and lies and all that stuff. And there are much worse things that you can lie about.
Right.
And this is a fun one. It's a fun, good lie.
It's a solid lie. But yeah. I do think that she had to go through, I think, the hardest piece of it for her, if I like could really watch what she was processing, it was that she felt like she had said to her friends for a couple of years, like, no, it's real, you know? And so I think in that moment, she felt... foolish.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, Mark told me a while back, he's like, you need to tell your kids. I'm like, no, I don't. Nobody told me. I don't need to tell my kids, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, my kids, he's like, my boys aren't going into middle school believing in Santa Claus because, you know, they'll get their butts kicked. I'm like, it's not that bad. Everybody just got like,
Yeah. You know? And well, that's why I asked my dad, because yeah. a lot of my friends were like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Yeah, exactly. And Julia was always like, she said, you know, I still will tell my friends, like, no, I believe in Santa. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
And she said, sometimes they take it really seriously. Like, oh my God, your stuff's that bad.
Right. And
she's like, they don't get it. They don't get it. Like, what I'm saying is, like, shut up. I'm going with it. I'm rolling right. with it, you know? Right. But Natalie, you know, she, like I said, she's much more into sort of the black and white kind of justice. Like, this is either a lie or the truth. You know, she's like, you looked at me and lied. I'm like, oh my God. Oh. It was.
Yeah, that's rough.
It was not my favorite parenting moment of all time.
Right. Right. Yeah.
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 So where's Colby at with all of this?
He's still good with Santa. Good? He's he's been questioning the tooth fairy. It's been a while since he's lost a tooth, but he's got a few more to change out. But there was a time, like at a certain point, he said, the tooth fairy's mom, right? And I was like, I don't think so.
You're like, you saw her in that outfit?
Yeah, what? Sweet. She dresses like that? Why haven't I seen this? It sounds hot.
Right.
No, he was, and I basically said that. I said, Colby, it's up to you.
Oh.
If you want to believe in the tooth fairy or not. And I was like, what's more fun? And he said, I'm going to believe in the tooth fairy. I was like, well, then
and
the tooth
fairy. And what's more lucrative?
Yeah, it's more lucrative. You get more money.
Smarter choice.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't want to believe in the tooth fairy, we can just, you know, tie your loose tooth to a doorknob, right. yank it out, and then
throw
we'll call
away.
It. We'll just call it a day.
Yeah.
It's olden times. It's hardcore. It's tough love.
I actually have a good story about the tooth fairy.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Julia, with her last tooth, I think she just threw it away. I was like, you going to put your tooth under your pillow? She's like, nah, I threw it away. Man. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I figured, okay, you know, whatever. She's done with her teeth, you know. Mm-hmm. And this was about, I think this was about 6 months ago. Natalie is working on a tooth. Like, it's driving her crazy. Mm-hmm. She just really wants to get this fucking tooth out, right? And it's just really, she's like, oh, I got to get it. And she's messing with it. And I'm thinking, hey, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Because I know I have no cash. The only thing I have is a $100 bill. I'm not kidding you. All I have is a $100 bill.
Oh, geez.
I don't have a 5, a 1, a 20. I got nothing. And I don't have any gold dollars, which was kind of a tradition.
And you
too.
Can't write a check.
You can't write a check, right? So I'm like, just leave it alone, honey. Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Because she's going to her dad's the next night. I'm like, I'll make you do this. I can't handle the stress. So I'm like, now stop messing with it. She's like, oh, I got half of it. I'm like, shit. So she's still messing with it. And I'm like, when did you get so brave? Like, stop pulling your teeth out of your head. Like,
she wanted
what is
cash.
This? Right?
That's a downside.
That's the thing, man. She will do. She'll do almost anything for cash.
Yeah. So. She's pulling out like teeth that shouldn't be pulled out.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing with pliers?
I just need $5, Mom.
Give me my money.
So, you know, and Jim actually came up with this brilliant thing a while ago, because it was like, you know, sometimes they get $2, $5, $3, you know, kind of depending on what the
how much
had,
money
right?
you had.
And you know, and he said, well, you know, it kind of depends on how many kids lose their teeth that night.
Right.
So the tooth fairy, you know, has to kind of spread the love, divide it up evenly. I'm like, that's awesome. That's genius, right? So I went with that story. So she pops the other half of this tooth out. She gets this tooth out. I'm like, shit, what am I going to do? And it's late. I can't, like, run to the market to go get money or whatever. So I get her to bed, and she's got her tooth out. And I go into Julia's room. I sit on the bed, and I look at Julia. She knows this has all been going on.
Like, right, sure.
I go, do you have $3? And the look on her face went like this, like, huh?
Oh. Ooh.
And then like she started laughing and crying kind of at the same time, like her whole childhood flashed before her eyes, even though she already knew it. I was like so surprised that she even had this reaction, because she already threw away her last tooth, you know? But she was like on the floor laughing. She just thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Yeah. I'm like, I only have a $100 bill. And she's like, shit. She starts going through. So she gives me $3 and I always tie it up with dental floss. And,
dental floss.
I roll it up into a little thing and I tie a bow.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But that was sort of how she got her confirmation. And like her whole face just shifted. If this was video, you'd say like shifted into these different expressions of confusion. And like you could see it click in her brain and then sad, but hysterically laughing.
Right.
She was like, it was the whole thing. I watched it go across
her face.
It's kind
of magic.
You do a way
better job at these things, I think, than I do.
I take them very seriously.
I mean, because like between the stress you put yourself through on Christmas Eve, like for me, it's like
I only have to do it every other year. It's after we split up the holidays.
It's after Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 5 at like 12:30, where I'm like, I guess I should put these presents under the tree. I usually wrap them beforehand and hide them somewhere, and then I just jam them under the tree before I go to bed after the
Christmas
horror show.
But your kid goes to bed at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's true. He needs to sleep. I need my grown-up time.
I know. You're so smart with that. Like, I could never get that down. My kids never go to bed before 9:30 or 10.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know your
wife would have big problem with that, and I totally get it.
Yeah, as a school teacher, she does not
care
for people.
She does not
care
for people.
Stay up late.
I understand.
Because they suck at school in the morning.
I get it.
They're tired.
I just want to say my kids get straight A's from time to time.
Well, sure, you can get, so did I.
Sometimes they're staying up until midnight doing their homework.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. I had that in high school, and I lost a lot of sleep
doing homework.
And then I'd watch Letterman, because I really liked Letterman. Aww. And that would keep me up till 12:30 or 1:30 back then. So, yeah, I was not sleeping in high school.
I watched Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
I used to watch that with my dad.
I wasn't that into Carson. No. I would watch the end of Carson, you know, to see Letterman, because I really liked Letterman. Because he was irreverent.
Yeah. He definitely had his own thing.
I latched more onto his stuff than Carson.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing I remember the most about watching Carson was, one, watching it with my dad. But also, I remember one of Ellen DeGeneres' first appearances.
Was on Carson, yeah.
Was on Carson, and I remember it so well. Because she did this whole thing about how spiders are scary, you know? And I was dying. Like, I thought this woman was the funniest person I had ever seen. And I didn't remember her name. And I'm like, the blonde girl that does the thing about the scary spiders. You know, like, I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12 or something. But, I kind of fell in love with her then. I thought she was awesome. So,
yeah, she's a funny stand-up.
100 years later, now she's, like, ruling the TV wave.
She owns the television.
She owns the television, which is, you know, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
So, yeah, but I, my dad liked Johnny Carson, so that was like our thing we watched together.
I'm not looking forward to when Colby is staying up later.
Well,
because I do like the grown-up time that we have.
He goes about, what, 8:30?
Yeah, in between. You know, he gets in bed at like,
I can't even imagine,
7:30, quarter of 8, when he reads in bed for a while.
Wow. So 7:30, he's like in his room.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. My kids have to have like 103 fever to go to bed at 7:30.
Oh, no.
There's
no
way that they're in bed before 9:30.
My wife and I have to watch, you know, Pumpkinhead or whatever. You can't watch that shit. We gotta
and
watch
this
it.
Is why you're happily married.
Yeah, we See? Gotta get him to bed so we can look at Pumpkinhead.
Is that what you call it now?
Well, no, that wasn't sexual innuendo. I was talking about the
everything
late
is sexual
80s.
Innuendo to
yeah
me.
You're a pervert. My god, the leaps and that you've made on this very podcast. I'm saying perfectly innocent things, and you've turned them into just a wild orgy of kinkiness. what is going on? Where's your mind?
What can I tell you? I'm a healthy woman. In my
God bless you.
So, I don't have a MILF quiz for you today, Todd.
I've taken the milk quiz too many times.
I am a killer of dreams.
This was all I came here for, the milk quiz.
If you had dreams of a MILF quiz, I should give Maria the MILF quiz.
Oh, you should make her take the MILF quiz. She like clearly doesn't want to do it. It would be great.
No. All right, maybe next time.
So, is there something in lieu of a MILF quiz? Or are we leaving? Is that it?
I didn't know if you did you have any good holiday tips?
Holiday tips. Is this sexual? Like how to have great sex over the holidays?
What? I did not go there. That was all you. How did that?
I was yes-anding thing.
Did you see the accusations fly? And then
I was trying to play along.
I don't know. How do you wrap a present in 20 seconds or less? I don't know. Something like that.
Do you mean like a sexual present? Is that what you mean? I don't know. I don't know what you, where we're going with any of this. But yeah. Don't wrap up.
Apparently.
The dick in a box. That's the thing.
Don't wrap that up. A good tip. Don't get that.
Don't wrap up the tip because that's dumb.
Well,
funny sketch on SNL, but you'll feel like an idiot.
But you'll feel like a real idiot
when your wife is or significant other is laughing their ass off at your ludicrousness. Yeah,
right.
Unless that's what you're
or
going
just
for.
Mad
or mad
or just mad because she was expecting something a lot prettier.
Well, you have to give them the other gifts first.
You were shopping the other day. You said
I was
because it's the wife's birthday coming up.
Yeah, I got her some stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
lacy stuff.
I can't. What if she listens? She'll know. I can't say. It's too soon.
Okay, sorry. We won't give it away. All right. Well, I don't know if anybody learned anything today other than how to be the killer of dreams and what not to give your wife.
To destroy your children's imaginations for all time.
But I say toe the line. I say keep the dream alive.
I do too.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so I thought, I was wondering, actually, honestly, if you would be like, no, Sophie, you got to stop lying to your kids. Like, that was a bad idea. I thought maybe you would like.
Well, no, I know a lot of people are like that. I'm not into it. But I'm a sucker for Christmas shit. And like, I'm a sucker for it. And I watch Christmas movies every year.
And when they start on the radio, are you like happy?
Yeah. Well, I'm not that. Christmas carols I'm on the fence about. But I love Christmas movies. And I love like the spirit of Christmas and the whole message of keeping your inner child alive and giving and all that stuff makes me cry. Like I watch, you know, every year I watch things like Elf and Scrooged and all those things. And I cry. It makes me cry. I am deeply like as cynical as everybody thinks I am. I have this like sentimental guy buried.
He's just a heart-centered ginger. What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do.
All right. Well, that is our show today. Thank you for listening. If you would like to support MILF Talk, you can find us on patreon.com/MILF Talk. Even $1 an episode will get you a free book and my undying gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it weird? Is it weird to ask for money?
No.
I don't know. Just like gas money. Get me here. You can find me on Facebook, Sophie Venable. You can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon. And you can tweet me. Sounds kind of dirty. But you can tweet me at MILF Talk. And don't forget to set your DVRs for You're the Worst on Fox because it is getting totally awesome reviews. And Todd is in that show.
The season's over now.
I know, but it's going to repeat.
But you can get
or you can get it on demand.
You can get it on demand. You can get it on iTunes. And I'm sure it'll be out on Netflix soon and all those things.
It's so exciting. Yeah,
find a way to watch it. It's
great. Are they going to do more?
We don't know yet for sure. We don't know yet. But
everybody out there collectively cross your fingers for Todd.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes, it's very well reviewed at this point.
Awesome.
Best show, best comedy of the summer.
Let's give you more applause for that.
Yay!
You're the Worst is awesome. Okay. Thank you all for listening and have a fabulous day.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.